So as we always do on Your Calls Media Roundtable, we start off on a positive note and give kudos to a reporter who did a good job this week. So David Sirota, let's start with you. What did you see this week that you thought was done well?
Well, because I'm partial to International Business Times and I read International Business Times a lot, I thought that my colleagues at International Business Times produced a number of excellent stories on the upcoming Chicago mayor's race. Yesterday, Matthew Cunningham Cook produced a terrific story about the mayor of Chicago, Rahm Emanuel, who is in a very tough reelection race, blocking the release of more than 1,500 emails from his top donor, between his top donor and city officials. And I think, you know, it's a reminder that stories about governments blocking the release of information are important to both to public policy and to keep up the drumbeat of reminding the public of why open records laws are so important and so important to be enforced.
Who is Rahm Emanuel's top donor?
It's a CEO named Michael Sachs, who is the CEO of a company called Grosvenor. He and his wife have given the mayor $1.6 million. And as I said, there are, according to the city of Chicago, 1,500 emails between the mayor, his top aide, and the mayor's top donor. And the city, despite Illinois' open records laws, will not release those emails until, at minimum, after the election, and possibly never.
And according to the Chicago Times, Rahm Emanuel has raised more than $20 million for his reelection campaign. Again, this is for a mayoral race, $20 million. And then Chuy Garcia has raised $3.5 million. And the runoff is this Tuesday. This is a huge deal, actually, because Rahm Emanuel wasn't able to get over 50% of the vote last month. And so that's why he's in this runoff.
That's exactly right. And the race has really been... there's been a lot of transparency issues in this race. I mean, previously we reported in International Business Times that the mayor has moved large sums of money from the city treasury to some of his big campaign donors through shadowy no-contract payments. They're called, in Chicago, direct voucher payments. And we know that that money has moved to those donor firms. What we don't know is what that money was even for, because the mayor's office has refused to release that information as well. And I think their calculation is probably to try to run out the clock on the election and not disclose this information. But, you know, there's been there's always a debate when you're doing this kind of reporting about whether you publish a story about a politician's refusal to release information that you could use for a story. And it is my belief as a journalist that when that happens, when the government takes an action to block the release of inherently public information, that unto itself is a story.
And you have also reported on pensions and Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel, and we will talk about that later in the show. And maybe we should cover this actually next Friday, the mayoral race in Chicago. The runoff is next Tuesday. And thank you for that, David. That's David Sirota. He's senior editor for investigations for the International Business Times. And what about you, Chris Tonzing? What did you see this week that you thought was done well?
Well, if we want to stick with the topic of the U.S.-Iranian or the Iranian-Western nuclear negotiations, then I think your listeners can't do better than following the work of Laura Rosen, R-O-Z-E-N, who has been assigned to this beat for the better part of a decade and really knows the ins and outs of the negotiations and the key issues at stake. She writes for an online-only outlet called El Monitor, AL-Monitor, her sources are highly placed. Her conclusions and tone are always prudent and reasonable, and she's been getting the story right, most importantly, all along, from the Bush administration through the Obama administration. So she's been doing a really good job.
Well, and what do you mean when you say she's been getting the story right?
Well, reading her, you always have an idea of where relations stand between the two parties. You have an idea of what the key sticking points are, but you also have a good sense of how optimistic and or pessimistic negotiators on either side are. And so she has the best reporting on the deal itself also, that I've seen, based on the accounts of people who are in the room, clearly, and revealing one detail which I haven't seen elsewhere, which is that it was some creative thinking by the U.S. Energy Secretary, Ernest Moniz, that bridged some of the key technical gaps at the last minute and helped these negotiations to succeed.
All right, so kudos to Laura Rosen, and that is Chris Tonzin. He's editor of the Middle East Report and Information Project, and we will put links to the stories mentioned by Chris and David at yourcallradio.org.